welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and I'm Chris McPherson, pleased to be joined by the quarterback of your Philadelphia Eagles, number 9, Nick Foles. And Nick, the first thing I want to ask you, and it's something that I've been wondering about for quite some time, is we've learned a lot about your background. I've gotten to know you the past couple weeks that you've been the starting quarterback. But with your X and O's, with your smarts on the football field, did you come from a football family?
Not really. I came from a family that, you know, my dad, growing up, played some football, more of a baseball player. But, he taught me, him and my granddad taught me how to really throw. But it was more of just, you know, them watching football and understanding the game, and they're natural. They, you know, high school, and that's about it. I think my dad was a tight end, D-end, so it's not like he was a quarterback, but he can throw the ball really well, so can my granddad. So there are people in my family that are capable of throwing it well, and they sort of just taught me the raw fundamentals of it. And then and my dad's really natural. He can pick up things. He's a, you know, with everything he does, he has a good feel. And he's usually right. Even to this day, he'll say something he sees me do, and I'll say he's wrong. But then I look at it, and I'm like, man, he's right. And he really like doesn't have the education, but he's just so naturally good at like noticing how I play, and just from him seeing other people play, like he's just got a good feel because he was a good athlete when he was younger. So just comes along with it.
So a lot has been made about the way you've been able to check out plays in your first couple of starts. But we had Jason Levant in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and he said that you did it in the preseason on a play to Riley Cooper, I believe. He didn't say exactly which play it was, but it was at a time that you really didn't have the leeway to check out plays. Do you remember that play, what he's talking about in the preseason?
I think what Jason was talking about was I checked a route.
Okay.
Just, I saw a look and just checked a route instead of switched the play. And, at Arizona, you know, I had great tutelage with, you know, a quarterback coach named Frank Self, who really helped me a lot. And to this day, I keep in touch with him every week. I'm really close to him.
Okay.
You know, so he really helped me develop. And, you know, I didn't learn coverages till I got to college. I didn't know much of anything. I just knew how to play the game. And I just, you know, I was a basketball player, so just feeling on the court. And then when you're in a football field, I could feel the defense and, you know, different throws, different routes, what looked good, you know, how to, you know, you can just look at it and just say, all right, that's where we need to attack it. So just having the feel for the game.
But did the coaches, after you did that, come to you and say, we didn't want you to do that, but at the same time, you did the right thing there.
Yeah, I mean, they were fine with it as long as I complete the ball and make a good decision. And when you're practicing, it's one thing, but sometimes in a game, you just let your natural abilities take over, and you almost get in a zone that you don't even know what you're doing. It's just, I know what he's talking about, but like, it's just one of those things in a game. It was just my natural thing. I'd done it in college, and I saw it, and I just took it, because when you're out there playing, the main goal is to, you know, stay within yourself, but if you see something that the defense is doing, they're giving you opportunity to take advantage of it.
So how much of quarterbacking, we certainly know it's all about, you know, your mechanics, your ability on the actual football field, but how much of it is the intangibles, the off-the-field type of stuff?
It's a lot of it. A lot of playing quarterback is work ethic and getting in the film room, you know, the weight room, getting the extra throws during practice, after practice, and just showing the guys that you're going to work your butt off. And you know, they'll see that and they'll react to it. And hopefully you can push them harder. And then when you're on the field, you want to demand a lot out of the players around you. And, you know, it's important to know the players off the field in the locker room on a personal level. So all of that comes to account. But I can tell you the most important thing is just, I stay true to who I am and I stay myself. I'm not going to, you know, go out of the ordinary. I'm going to stay true to what comes natural to me. I'm not going to, you know, show false anything. I'm going to just stay, you know, I'm going to show them who I am.
Now, you've been through a lot of adversity this season, but you also went through a lot of it your last year in Arizona. Your coach, Mike Stoops, was let go during the season. How did that help prepare you for what you've had to deal with this season, with the quarterback change and being thrust into the starting lineup?
I think just facing adversity throughout, you know, every year, I mean, it's life. I mean, we were lucky to do what we do, but in life you face adversity. And, you know, I think the big thing is you know what's important to you, what's close to you. You know, my family's there, and I know that, you know, I have my family, I have my faith, and, you know, when it comes to football, I take it one day at a time, and I lean on my family and my faith when I face my adversities, and us as a team, we lean on each other when we go through it all. So I think the big thing is to take it at, you know, one thing at a time, and just really, you know, don't let it overwhelm you throughout the whole process, and just keep grinding, keep learning, and every day is an opportunity to get better. And as long as you keep that mindset, I mean, you're going to get frustrated. It's part of it. We're human. But the key is to keep moving forward and eliminate that frustration and just keep plugging along, and good things will happen.
Now, Nick, we've seen some great things from you throughout your course of your starts here. Of course, that game against Tampa Bay was certainly memorable. But one thing I have to ask you about are the slides that you had. Now, you're a guy that could have played D1 basketball, played college football, broke all these high school records. What's the deal with the slide, man? I thought it'd be a little more natural. You said your dad was a baseball player.
Oh, I'm not good at the slides. I didn't slide in college. I would have gotten injured if I slid. I was just going to take the hit just because I would have injured myself more if I tried to slide. So against Tampa, I did a slide, and I think I slowed down for 5 yards because the whole time I was just like, all right, I'm open. All right, I got to get down, protect myself. And in my mind, I was like, all right, I just got to slow down, just get on my butt. So it's one of those things that it's hard to work on right now. Maybe off season, maybe get a slip and slide going and, get out there and try to get the slide down a little better.
This Sunday, you're going against the Washington Redskins. It was a team that you had your first start against. Where do you think you've made the most growth since that first start back in week 11?
I think just getting comfortable with playing the game. I think the most important thing is to play with a lot of confidence. And just that comes from, being comfortable, being out there, running the offense, understanding the offense, in rhythm with the guys, how do the different guys run the routes, the O-line, good feel for them, and just being in the huddle. And, definitely grown, throughout the last couple weeks and grown together with the guys. So definitely, an improved player, improved person, but, every day is an opportunity to get better. So, Rossi and Redskins are very, very good team. They're on a big win streak, so we just, as a team, need to stick together and play together and, come out with a win.
Now, it looks like that Robert Griffin III will start his full go in practice. You're not going directly against him, but do you at all think to yourself, hey, this was a guy that was a number two overall pick in the draft. I was a third round pick. I want to showcase myself. I would love to outshine Robert Griffin III, especially with the fact that they're in the hunt for the division title.
I mean, if we get the win, that's all that matters. If that takes me out shining him, then that's what I got to do. I'm going to play to the best of my abilities every game. I'm going to play as hard as I can. Just got to play smart, but got to be aggressive. And if we get the win, I did my job. It's not about really outplaying him. It's about winning the game, no matter how that's done. If we have to run the ball, if it's on my arm, if it's, on the receivers, if it's, however it's done, a defensive battle. The games are won in so many different ways, special teams. So if we get the win, I'm happy with that. If he throws for more yards than me and we win,
doesn't matter.
I'm the happiest person in the world. I mean, what good are statistics if you don't get the win? So the most important thing is to get the win.
Nick Foles, best of luck to you this Sunday. Thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.